Welcome to Raising the Lombardi.
Welcome to Raising the Lombardi. That's the name of the podcast. I'm Greg Avgaropoulos, your host, and this is our first episode. Today, I'm going to be joined by Eric Raymond, what do you prefer?
Eric Fox.
So he is a New England Patriots fan. He's been a New England Patriots fan for a lifetime, I guess, however long you've been alive. And so, this is our first episode. Eric, first of all, we're just going to jump right into it. Who is your favorite New England Patriots player of all time, and who is your current favorite New England Patriots player?
Well, for me, I would say my favorite New England Patriots player of all time is kind of a toss-up between Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. I love Gronk because of his shenanigans and just his crazy attitude. And then, I mean, you can't go wrong with the GOAT, guy who wins 6 Super Bowls in 9 attempts with your team, just absolutely setting records left, right, and center. It's a toss-up. I got to go with both. I have both their jerseys at my house, so, I mean, those would be the two that I would go for all time, and obviously neither of them are still there. So I would say my current favorites... That's a tough one. I mean, I would say probably Mac Jones, just because he really impressed me in his first season as a rookie coming in. And I mean, a lot of people say, well, you know, he had the benefit of being part of the Bill Belichick system. But it's just one of those things where I think he was the best quarterback that was in that draft class. And he proved it by a long shot last year.
Yeah, for sure. He was the fifth quarterback taken off the board last year, and he ended up being the best one last season. And I think he's probably going to end up being the best one in terms of the quarterbacks that were drafted. And sorry, I did not specify at the start of the episode. This series is about why every team will win the Super Bowl. My bad. I should have added that during the first few minutes. Andrew, I'm sorry. But that's what the series is about, and this is a New England Patriots episode. So moving on from that. As you said, you are a big Tom Brady, big Gronk guy. How did you, moving away from the Patriots just for like 2 seconds, how did you feel when you saw Brady and Gronk win a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay?
I was super pumped. I mean, I love the two guys. Like I said, they'll always be my favorites, whether they were with the Patriots or they moved on to the Bucs in this case. The fact that they were able to get together, Gronk came out of retirement to play with Tom again, it just was like a Cinderella story. And then for Brady to be able to prove to the haters that it wasn't just because he played with the Belichick system, it wasn't just because he played with a team like New England, he was able to play like the GOAT, the greatest of all time, like no doubt about it. He was able to play so well, even in a different system, under a different coach, with different players. Like, he proved that he is definitely the greatest of all time.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm not a big Tom Brady guy, because, you know, I'm a Bills fan, and he's terrorized my franchise for many years. But, you know, I mean, I can't even like he's obviously the GOAT. I mean, obviously he's the GOAT. I will never dispute that. Tom Brady, shout out to Tom Brady, don't really like you like that, but, you know, you're the GOAT. So going to the Patriots last year, obviously they kind of overachieved a little bit more than people thought they would do. I think, or personally, I thought they overachieved. They went 10-7 last year, obviously drafted Mac Jones to be their starting quarterback. Actually, drafting him, he was supposed to be the backup for Cam. And then, obviously, before the season, they released Cam because they're like, okay, Cam's not good at football anymore, so we're going to bring in Mac Jones. And Mac Jones ended up being the starter and ended up doing a good job. You know, he was selected 15th overall in that draft. You know, he's a good decision maker, great accuracy in the short to medium range. And I know people compare him to Tom Brady a lot because he's on the Patriots, obviously, and he took over for Tom Brady. But the comparison more with that is the play style. You know, he's a pocket passer, good accuracy in the medium to short range. He doesn't really take a ton of shots down the field, which Brady does now, but earlier in his career he didn't do that too much. So what are your thoughts on that comparison with Mac Jones and Mr. Thomas Brady?
I totally agree with you on that respect. Like, the play styles are almost identical. I mean, the statistics, the numbers game itself. Like if you look at the statistics of Brady's first full season compared to Mac's first full season, almost identical numbers. Like it's insane the comparisons. And yes, they're both under Bill Belichick. They're both with the Patriots, so it's easy to make that comparison. But you can definitely tell that they are very similar. The one thing that I'm really jacked about for this coming season is Mac Jones, because he's changed his complete workout regimen, his diet. There's reports that he is in the practice facility like hours before anybody else, and he leaves hours after anybody else. Like he's just dedicated. He's jacked up. He's changed his diet. He's beefed up. He's ready to go. He has apparently even more of a cannon of an arm. So I will not be surprised if he starts to make more attempts downfield and like long shots, because I mean that is the one thing you watch a lot of these star quarterbacks, like you said, Brady started to do it a little bit more now, but like a guy like Patrick Mahomes, how often did you see him just toss like an 80-yard touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill? Like Josh Allen, even like long passes. Yes, your Bills, yes, I know. But I mean it's just one of those things that being able to throw the short passes is great and hope that the guys can break away and run for 80 yards. But it's even better when you can completely mess up the defense by tossing a ball 60 yards and then they catch it and run it the last 10 or 15 into the end zone. Like it's a whole different ball game.
And yeah, speaking of that, actually, obviously Mac Jones to start his first year, he didn't have like great weapons, so to speak. He had a great run game. With Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson. They were both great. Damian Harris had 15 touchdowns last year and almost 1,000 yards rushing. And Ramondre Stevenson, the rookie they drafted, I think, in the third or fourth round, he ended up being a really good complement to Damian Harris, as he had 606 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns. Both each had 4.6 yards per carry. And they have a good offensive line. So a really good run game, that's really good for a rookie quarterback, of course, especially like Mac Jones, who in his rookie year, you know, he's more of a game manager type of quarterback. You know, he's, once again, good short to medium. Hopefully his receivers can get the yak, you know, the yards after catch. And adding to the receiver room, because their leading receiver last year was Jakobi Meyers, which, as we both know, he's not a number one receiver by any means. They added Devontae Parker, who people forget Devontae Parker in his first years in Miami was an 1,000-yard receiver. Like, he was a great receiver when, like, he obviously he gets banged up. He's a little injury prone, but if he stays healthy, he can be a great weapon for Mac Jones, especially to stretch the field because he's a big guy. I think he's about 6'3", 6'4", so go up, get some jump balls. But what are your thoughts on that addition to for Mac Jones?
Yeah, I mean, having a weapon on the wide receiver level is just crucial for any quarterback. I mean, like you said, having the guys that they had last year, he was able to do a fair amount with that. But you need that next level player, that, like you said, a Devontae Parker. He's not like a household name. He's not a superstar like a Tyreek Hill or somebody like that. But he can be there. 1,000 yards, like that's not easy for every single wide receiver in this league. Otherwise, every single wide receiver in the league would have 1,000 yards. So to have a guy who's been able to get 1,000 yards in multiple seasons in his career, that helps a lot. And being able to, like you said, he's a little bit taller, so to be able to get up and take some of those jump balls away from the defenders is just going to be crucial, because when you have the smaller guys, yeah, they're great and they're speedy and they can dipsy doodle all the way down the field like really fast. But when you're there and you're able to get up and catch the ball and just muscle your way through, that's huge for any quarterback to have that option down the field.
Yeah, for sure. And we're just gonna get into. Let me just talk about real quick about who they drafted. We don't really have to talk too much about it because obviously they didn't have like a high pick, so there's nothing really much to discuss. But with their first pick in the draft this year, the 29th overall pick, they actually traded back with Kansas City. Kansas City moved to 22 and drafted Trent McDuffie, the corner, out of Washington University. And then the Patriots moved back to 29 to select the left guard from the University of Chattanooga, which you don't really see a ton of guys get drafted from the University of Chattanooga. Cole Strange, got the left guard from Chattanooga, got drafted 29th overall. And I know a lot of people were clowning this pick, which I understand because I know the Rams said, like, oh, he was 100th on their draft board. But this is a you know, usually a guard like or a center, like any interior lineman in the first round of the draft is usually a safe pick. Like those guys are usually going to end up being pretty good. So I don't have an issue with this pick. Like I think the only issue with this pick is where he was taken, because you probably could have got this guy in the second or third round. But obviously, as we know, Bill Belichick, you know, he's the general manager and the coach. He's never been a great drafter per se in the last few years, especially. He's not probably his biggest weakness is drafting. But I think this is a good pick, a safe pick. Definitely could have got him later, but you know, I have no issue with that. His draft comparison is actually J.C. Treader, who is one of the best guards in the league for the Cleveland Browns. He's a great run blocker. And once again, they got another good run blocker, because Cole Strange is a good zone read run blocker. He can do his job. He has fast feet. He's a little underweight for a guard. He's 307 pounds, which I know it sounds like a lot, but an average weight for a guard is probably around 312, 315. So he has quick feet, even though he's 6'5", 307. He's a big guy, but he can do his job. And then they drafted a receiver in the second round, Tyquan Thornton, who is a speedster. He ran a 4.28 40 at the combine, and that's gonna be good for Mac Jones, especially because either take the top off or throw it to him short and make in like little gadget plays, you know, maybe give him a little like 5 yard pass and he can like take it, you know, maybe like 12-15 yards, you know, just because he's so fast. And I think that's a good pick for Mac Jones as well. And then they drafted a corner in the third round, Marcus Jones out of Houston, who's kind of undersized for a corner. He's only 5'8", but he makes up for it because he's really fast. He can reach his top speed almost instantly. He had a really good draft profile. I was looking over that last week. I think they had a pretty solid draft. And obviously, going to who they re-signed. They re-signed Devin McCourty, 13th year on the Patriots. He's been really good for them for a long time now. They signed a free agent safety, Jabril Peppers, 5-year vet, former captain of the Giants. And he's been pretty solid also throughout his career. And the Patriots have 4 good safeties. So they have McCourty, Phillips, Duggar, and Peppers. So they lost J.C. Jackson in free agency to the Chargers, but they make up for it because they have 4 good safeties now. So their secondary is still going to be, I don't think it's going to be terrible. People think it's probably going to be bad. I think it's going to be decent enough. And obviously, on the defense, they have, you know, a pretty good pass rush. They have Matthew Judon, who broke onto the scene last year in his first year with the Patriots, 12.5 sacks, 14 tackles for loss, and then Jawan Bentley, inside linebacker. He led the team in tackles, 109 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 3 forced fumbles. So I think this defense is still pretty good, especially they build it through the draft this year, and they re-signed a lot of their key pieces from last year. So what are your thoughts on those additions? And we're going to wrap this up soon. We've got about 3 minutes. So I like this team so far. I think they're going to be decent next year. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm excited to see some of the additions that they have made. I know you mentioned Jabril Peppers. That's one that kind of really excited me when we got that. But the one that really, really excites me that you didn't mention, signing cornerback Malcolm Butler. He's back with the Patriots. People know him as the Super Bowl 49 hero, making that interception on the goal line when Seattle, as everybody knows, made the dumbest decision in a Super Bowl history of all time. Like to be like, hey, we have Marshawn Lynch in the background.
Yeah, we have an old pro running back back there.
We have Marshawn Lynch in the background, in the backfield, and he can get 13 yards on a 1 yard rush. We're at the 1 yard line. We can win the Super Bowl here. Let's pass it. Oh, wait, look, it was intercepted and the Patriots win a Super Bowl again. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. To have him back, there was a bit of a falling out a couple years after that Super Bowl where he apparently did something during Super Bowl week and then got benched during the Super Bowl loss to Philadelphia. And then he left and went on to, I think it was the Titans. And it's just one of those things. To have him back is going to be fantastic to add that extra piece again to the defense, like you said, that has kind of beefed up. The offensive line is amazing. The addition of, like you said before, Devontae Parker on the wide receiver, to have some of their key guys back is going to be huge. Re-signing a James White, re-signing some of the big players like you mentioned. I mean, it's just Jawan Bentley, Nick Folk, having a kicker back. Like the amount of kickers that they went through over the last couple seasons where they signed a guy and then he played a couple games and then they cut him and they signed someone else and then they had Folk and then they cut him and then they brought him back and then they cut him again and now they're bringing him back. Like it's just one of those things to have a consistent kicker, and Nick Folk has been probably one of the best kickers in the last couple seasons since he has been with the Patriots.
92%.
So, yeah, like 92% kicking efficiency, that's incredible. So to have that is going to be huge. And then, yeah, like I said, I'm really, really excited to see what this team can do. As you mentioned kind of off the top of the show, they severely overachieved. As I watched the season last year, I really didn't expect them to make the playoffs. Obviously, they squeaked in, but they got thumped by the Bills. That was kind of to be expected. I did not expect them to get past Buffalo in that game, and I really didn't even expect them to be in the playoffs. So severely overachieving is definitely the big thing.
Yeah, a lot of great pieces on this team. Did a great job last year, obviously overachieved, but now that Mac Jones into his second year, he's going to grow even more. Offensive line's still good, good running backs. Good defense, and obviously the best coach of all time, Bill Belichick. So this team is very good. We're going to see what they do. This has been the New England Patriots episode. I'm Greg Avgaropoulos, joined by Eric Fox, and that is why the New England Patriots will win the Super Bowl.